Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesday right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor and my pleasure to serve as your hostess for this evening. You know, I get truly, truly, truly excited on Tuesdays. I mean, every week, because I have the honor, the pleasure, the just blessing to have the world's best skilled, articulate guest ever. And tonight is no exception. So buckle your seatbelts and get ready for our guests. And we actually have a team, but let me tell you about that in a few minutes, right? Hold on. So there's a couple of things that we do to make sure that we're in energetic alignment with one another. And the first thing that we do is we give thanks to our ancestors. We give thanks to the ancestors for being with us at all times. And especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss some issues that are not talked about in an open environment, you know, people may whisper about what we talk about here over in a corner or behind closed doors or something like that. But we want to bring the truth to you, and our ancestors are holding us up. I know they be having me, man. I feel them before the show even starts. So, ancestors, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we love you tremendously. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And so now we anchor ourselves in affirmative reading, and it's from my daily inspirational messages that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. And so I pick and choose and just give you a tidbits from a message so that you can kind of get the flavor, and we can exhale while we are listening to the words from this. So that's the whole point behind the reading of these daily inspirational messages. So this particular message is called Transformation. Webster's definition of the word transform is to change the form or appearance, to change the condition, character, or function of. So the power given continual thanks has created a transformation in me. I see the beauty and wonder in all. I look upon nature in a new light. I am transformed into the human God designed me to be. My appearance has changed to reflect the same goodness God embodies. My character is welcoming of diversity and accepting of all nationalities. My function is to serve others and remain thankful for the opportunity to do so. I love this new me. The same me, just heightened by a higher consciousness and awareness of the excellence of humanity. I thank the community here to witness and appreciate the fullness of the universe. I give thanks today for my awareness of heaven here on earth. I give thanks for illumination and total transformation. And again, that's from RevSandy.wordpress.com. And feel free to go there and check out any of the daily posts that I have. Well, it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight we have a husband and wife, two absolutely incredible, talented, wise, energetic, willing to share their knowledge with people, and I can't wait to bring them on and let them get started. And they want to talk to us tonight about get healthy now. And so that kind of ties into that transformation that I just read, because, you know, we can't have the same body to in order to get healthy. You know, we got to transform some things, our habits and things like that. So they'll be here with us shortly to explain what they mean by get healthy now. So audience, you know, you're invited to join in the discussion. And our intention is to have every voice heard that wish to be heard. Our call-in number to the show is 516-531-9819. And just push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live with us. Now, a lot of our regular listeners do not stay up this late at night, and so we wish to honor them as well to maintain the highest quality possible of the playbacks. We would ask that if your line is open and you make your statement, just put your phone on mute until you are ready to make another comment. And that's all that I would request of you. You can listen to any and all of the shows on our rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's SandyRodgers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break, quick music break, and when we get back, I get to introduce our two incredible guests that's going to bring the topic to you, get healthy now. We'll be right back, you guys.
Pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. I don't want to be nobody's fool, and I don't want to take no one to school. I just want to pick somebody up. I just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Smiling faces, warm embraces, lovers walking hand in hand. Revolution is no solution to the tragedy of man. Here's my plan, hope I can. Pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Go along to get along and sell my soul. That ain't the way this papa rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. Oh, yeah. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Why do you do it?
ask me, why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train, going insane, fanning the flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at.
When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm sorry, and when I'm glad, then that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain, and I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just wanna pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Pick somebody up.
Yes, yes, that's Pick Somebody Up by Raul Madone. I tell you, that man is so gifted. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And remember, you're welcome to call and chat with us live on air at 516-531-9819. And you would just simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you wish to speak live on air with us. Here it comes. I am so excited. Let me introduce you to our guests and give you a little background on who they are and why they're coming to speak with us tonight. So it's Get Healthy Now featuring Dr. Gabriel Rafael Hernandez L. and his beautiful wife, Aisha Rael. And so how does being proficient and martial arts translate into learning about healing? What's the connection? Dr. Gabriel's father inspired him as he practiced Hapkido. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's a form of martial arts. While he was in the military, Dr. Gabriel's aha moment came when he realized the very same point on the human body that causes hurt can also bring healing. So Dr. Hernandez L. received his most welcome blessing in 2018 when he met his wife, Aisha Rael. Definitely love at first sight is what he said. Together they are pure magic in motion, synergy at its peak. The passion they have for the many businesses they operate is just plain to see. Aisha Rael, the holistic health coach, studies and creates various mixtures, formulas, tinctures for specific health-related issues. Aisha's true passion is really in farming, gardening, and teaching others how to grow their own food and medicine. Their motivation is to give people options to treat themselves, to assist people in reaching their health goals while truly understanding that each person is different. So it's our collective time to offer knowledge to heal ourselves, our families, our world communities. And their website is www.smypharmacy, and we're going to ask them to give us a meaning behind that too, and that's SMAIFARMACY. So they're not spelling it like the pharmaceutical pharmacy, but we'll understand what this means as we get into the show. So I would like to welcome my two friends, this team of just gentle spirits who are so eager to teach people how to take care of themselves. Thank you, you two. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Peace, peace and love. How you doing, Sandy?
Greetings, Sandy.
I'm great. How are you doing? I'm doing great, great. It's so great to hear your voices.
Oh, thanks. Same here, yes. Thank you.
We are humbled.
Yes, that was lovely. That was so lovely.
Yeah, this one here just blushing and smiling.
Yeah, well, you know, it fits you, man.
That's right.
So, yeah, so tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, why you do it.
Ooh, you gotta go, Yonika. Okay, so I am Basu Aisha Ra'el. I am a herbal pharmacist, as you know, a wife, a mother of some beautiful, beautiful divine children.
Yes.
I got started just for many reasons, just to see the condition of what the community is in, my family, you know, just immediate people around me. I lost my mother. She transitioned in 2014, so that gave me the push and the urge to dive deeper into emotions and how plant medicine, you know, how it grows and how does it affect our body. So that's the main reason why I got started, just near and dear to me and wanted to grow and learn more about myself and to help my immediate family as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's funny how transitions often propel you to get into a field of study that is not traditional. You know, it's non-traditional what you're begin to study and what you begin to look at. So yeah.
Indeed, indeed. And I like that you brought it in with transformation, because transformation been like my motto and my push from that day forward, like transformation. And even this weekend and every day I say, okay, it's transformation. It's something that's going on. So, you know, just being steadfast and just seeing this transformation, and for you to mention it tonight, I was like right on point, right on point.
Indeed. Synergistic, I think, is what they call it. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. That's right. That's
and you're
right.
A doula also, right, Aisha?
No, not a doula.
Okay.
But I am
okay.
Looking forward to study under midwifery, under like Nana Siti. So I am looking to do that more so of taking a bigger step than doula, more so midwifery with Nana Siti.
I think she being a little old too. She has like, I don't know, a few different certifications, and like, I don't know, she prepares kits, she prepares like packages for women, and like she's gone into this, and like she studies like childhood nutrition, and so like her one of her specialties is really looking after mothers and children, and children are, it's one of her other passions.
Thank you. Yes, I'm not gonna
yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
excited
you,
to hear more from you, too. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And Sandy, I guess for me, you really tested having a conversation with you, the pre-conversation. I mean, you really gave me my aha moment. I didn't. You know, you gave me clarity on that just in the few questions that you asked me, because I really have never been asked the question in that way. So the way you brought it in with the connection with the martial arts, I knew there was something there, but I never really delved that far into it and found that pinpoint moment. Now, and it was that when we had that conversation, it was that was the clarity. That's what got me interested in it. So I've been aware of acupuncture and massage and these things probably since about the age of 11. And I guess I was because I had interest already in it, I definitely was taking notice, reading certain books here and there when I could get my hands on some information in that realm. I definitely was eating it up. So, but yeah, I definitely, I think part of it too, right when I got into school to study acupuncture, I almost lost my hand on the job. And what that forced me to do was to take my Qigong very serious. I had already been dabbling, I guess, a little bit and training a little bit. But, you know, when I walked into school and basically I was given instructions by my big brother, Cecil Paolo, to go study Qigong with one of his students. And I was able to go from a hand that had almost been severed to, and having three of those fingers not working or having any feeling, to all of a sudden I'm back at work in 6 weeks.
Wow.
With no traditional, I hadn't even had a chance to start, because I was on, what do you call it, workers' comp. So I was getting ready to start physical therapy, but I had already basically got myself back through the Qigong in 6 weeks. So from the time I got injured, I was back in work in 6 weeks. Yeah. And so, you know, that really prompted, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that really just prompted me to, when I saw the effectiveness of what it was I was getting involved with, knowing the seriousness of my injury, I realized I was really on to something, you know. So
explain to the audience, many may not understand, I shouldn't say many, some may not understand what is Qigong. And for those of you that don't understand it and would like to look into it, it's spelled Qigong.
Yes. Well, Qigong or Qigong, Qigong would be more of the Japanese, and it's a more mainstream spelling, the Qigong. And then you would have, there's also like a Mandarin and a Cantonese way of spelling it as well. So you would get like Qigong, and then you also get Qigong. Or Qung.
Okay.
So, but it's all the same thing. In essence, it means breath work or skill acquired through breath work. Qi, of course, is the ever-pervading life force that animates the universe. And so in this human form, you know, we have different layers to our existence, if you will. So we have a physical body and a etheric body, a mental body, emotional body, et cetera. And with certain aspects of these bodies, you can tap in to the energy. And Qigong is basically a way to tap into your meridian system using your breath and sometimes movement, sometimes external movement, always internal movement. And the concept is where the energy goes or where the mind goes, the energy floats. And so as you learn the pathways in the body and how to direct your mind along these channels, you can start to build up qi, reserves of qi that you can then use for healing yourself or actually helping to heal others. So you can transmit or transmute the qi and, you know, help someone else. So Qigong is a way to facilitate that process. So when you see maybe monks, you know, breaking, you know, concrete slabs with their head or, you know, something that seems supernatural. This is how they have attained those abilities.
So I hope that you're understanding what Dr. Gabriel is saying. He had a hand that was literally about to fall off at the wrist. And he practiced breath work just to show you how powerful our bodies are. He used the techniques for Qigong, the internal breathing and that breath, which caused his hand to heal without pharmaceuticals, without surgery. I want you guys to really get this. This is so important that we learn that there are natural ways for our bodies to heal and to heal completely. If he wouldn't have told me the story, I would have never believed it, because he is using both his hands at full capacity, as far as I could tell, you know. So I just wanted you to touch a little bit more on that, because we really, in our explanation and education, need to, you know, just drive that point home, how powerful these body temples of ours are, where they can heal themselves when you learn how to do that. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, no worries. And you said the right thing too. I tried to go in for surgery because they were going to try to reconnect my tendon, because it had all been severed. Mm. And so they did go in a few weeks after the original accident and tried to reconnect it, but the tendon had retracted too far on both ends of my arm. So in my hand and then into my arm, the tendon had retracted, so they couldn't even bring it far enough to reconnect it. So it was,
wow.
They just opened me up for nothing, really.
Wow.
So yeah. I guess the simple way I can put it is that, yeah, we do have certain abilities. It requires us to tap into it. So,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of that information has been, and I don't want to say it's suppressed in modern times, but there were times where this information was suppressed. And because of that, a lot of that information has remained like on an underground type of vibe, you know?
Right.
So it's not necessarily information that is just like hanging out right in front of you. It may be, but it's not in plain. It's in plain clothes. Let me put it like that. So you,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you don't recognize what it is that you're looking at. You know, the particular form of Qigong that I used for that particular situation was. If you guys are familiar, people who are listening are familiar with Ip Man or Bruce Lee. The style of Kung Fu that Ip Man taught was called Wing Chun or Wing Chun. And the first form is called Silam Tao. It means small idea or little idea. And in that form, the beginning of that form is the Qigong for that system. But what I ended up finding out is that's not taught to everyone who trains in the system. So that's kind of like one of those things. It's there, but it's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
always like the medicine is in the first form, but most of the practitioners aren't practicing the medicine, if that makes sense. And so that was the portion that I was given, and I mean, it worked for me. And like you said, my hand is fully functional. In those 6 weeks, I was probably 95-97% back. At that point, other than maybe a slight bit of numbness feeling, but it wasn't much. But it was more towards the location of the actual accident. But yeah, over time, weeks after, I you know, 100% for sure. System of Kung Fu that I train, our grandmaster had a similar situation where he was in a bad car accident and half of his body was paralyzed, and he used a different set of Qigong, which I teach and practice, to actually rehabilitate himself. So he went from not being able to walk or even move a whole half of his body to becoming not only back to normal but stronger than ever. And before he passed a couple years ago, the accident was back in 81. He passed about 2 years ago, I believe. And he was one of the most, you know, in his 80s, he was one of the most revered and renowned, you know, Kung Fu practitioners. And by anyone who felt his hands, you know, they would say he had nothing but power, you know, and strength. Mm. So he would go from, you know, feeble, not being able to walk, all the way to, you know, I mean, there's footage of him, so you can kind of see from where he was to where he is. Or where he was before he passed. And I mean, you know, when you harness the energy of life and you begin to understand, it's kind of like how babies breathe naturally. Like babies are doing Qigong. When they put the tongue at the roof of their mouth and they breathe with those deep belly breaths, they're doing it naturally. And as we get older, we forget how to breathe, and we start to breathe from the chest. And, you know, there's three different levels to the lungs, and we never make it down to the third level to fill up the entire lung. I forget the exact number, but our capacity of our lungs on average is like 15-20%, something like that, with the way that we breathe. And so it's just becoming conscious and aware of it. And I know it's like one of those autonomic systems, like we breathe naturally, but it's something that we should take a little more time to, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, just to take a little conscious time to breathe, because it does make a difference. And, you know, medical science has proven it. You know, you can Google 100 benefits to meditation, or 100 benefits to deep breathing, so forth and so on, and these are, you know, scientifically proven. So, and this is just from not doing any specific Qigong exercise, but literally just stopping and breathing, you know. So there's a lot of power in that.
Yeah, breathing the way you're speaking of can also calm you down tremendously, you know. Just to sit and to do a couple of rounds of that deep breathing is so powerful. And you're right, you know, because for me, man, I've got to concentrate, you know, like, let me do what I'm doing. You know, I'm concentrating on this. So, but it is very powerful, extremely so.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that knowledge. It's very, like I said, it's very important that we understand these natural processes that truly bring healing to the body. I'm really interested in learning more about your Kung Fu instructor, you know, and how he was able, and I believe it, you know, I could see him in my mind's eye. You know, him doing what he was doing to the point being able to restore his body completely. I still find it fascinating, you know. So,
yeah, he was in a wheelchair. He was confined. He had to start over from scratch. His teacher actually from Hong Kong, and lived with him for like a year or two, and basically started like just rebuilt him with the homeschool and the chicken. His name is Sifu Henry Pu Yi, if anyone wanted to look him up on YouTube or anything. There's videos of him training and doing different exercises, et cetera.
Say his name again, please.
Henry Pu Yi. So it'd be Henry, like you would spell Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, and then Pu, like P-O-O, and then Yi, Y-E-E.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. All right, so let's move back over to Aisha, and so your husband said you're very much committed to making sure mothers and children have what they need in nourishment and whatever it is that they need. So that could be with some of the herbs that you grow. And I would also like to know about your gardening expertise. That's one of my loves also.
Indeed, indeed. So, yes, what got me started, of course, I am a mother. And my last birth with Goddess, it was at the house. And it was, a home birth, also a lotus birth where we're able to captivate the placenta and herbs as well. So this was my first time home birth, no medication, just pure breath, you know, and the loved ones, which is my husband, my daughter, and a good friend of mine, and the midwife. And I got to experience something that's so divine and like just on time in the healing process. And for me, Nanasiti came about, 6 to 8 weeks, almost every day, every other day, just to soothe and comfort and realign my organs, just all naturally, just taking my time to, you know, I'm not trying to get back fast. So that's the thing nowadays. A lot of mothers or, you know, new mothers or just, you know, parents, they're trying to get back into something fast. They're trying to get somewhere and they're not taking the time to actually heal or to know what's going on with their body or know what's going on with their baby. You know, it's more so fast paced now. Get back out there. So for me, I never was trying to move fast. So for me to get that postpartum care was it was something that's needed. I didn't get it with my first daughter. And I can tell the difference because the emotion played into it, the body changed. You know, it wasn't instructions on how to become a mother. It was like, oh, you're a mother now. And then, you know, you just get to roll with it. You know, you get a little information here and there. Okay, do this with the baby, do this. So for me, I just always did it my own way of bringing my daughter into the world. And with Goddess, it changed our lives. It was all about the breath, and for me, I wanted to train myself in a way and be around Nanasiti in her wisdom in a way that I wanted to take on this type of work, midwifery, anything that has something to do with children, bringing children in the right way or cultivating the mother in a nice way. So for me, I wanted to grow in that area. And over the past, 2 years? Yep, over the past 2 years, I started creating birthing kits. It's called the Goddess Beyond Birth Kit. And what it do is supply the mother with things that she may need, some things that she may not knowing she may need because of different birth strategies. Most mothers will still go into the hospital, you know, I'm not going to say nothing's totally wrong with it, but most of the time when we go into the hospital, we're just trying to have the baby real quick, making sure the baby's healthy. That's the most concern when people think of, okay, should I have a home birth, or the difference between a home birth and a hospital birth. They just want to make sure the child is overall healthy and nothing's at
risk.
But when you know yourself and you know what you've been doing and cultivating the energy, then the last thing on your mind is something going wrong. You know, it's what in the moments is what can I do to keep myself calm, to be relaxed.
Mm.
So most of the time we're not taught how to prep for birth, how to, you know, postpartum care, even just the conceive part, how to bring in a child in this world or in the womb to manifest a child. So all of this knowledge is here, but it has to be, you know, cultivated and taught to most of, you know, the young women now. Even the young teens have to know what I want to bring forth. So birth kits is where I started, and from there I just start, you know, of course, a lot of people are, you know, I want to say pregnant. So it was just so happily a lot of people around me that was close to me were getting pregnant, or they wanted to figure out how to birth or bring forth a child. You know, just the whole unity of how can I conceive? I haven't had a child yet. How can I do this? So from there, it also prompted me to start the birth kit. And so just taking data, information, I'm talking to mothers, I'm asking what they would need, how can I assist from, you know, just my perspective. I'm a mother already, but just coming in from a different point of view of comfort. You know, I don't want anything from you of that nature. I just want to see how can I assist you in your comfortability, you know, even if it has to be knowledge that you need. You know, even if you're on the fence about, okay, I still need to go to the hospital, but I want to have a home birth. You know, it's like, you know, just settle in a little bit of ease, because you don't want to go in at the last minute with, I want to have a home birth, but everybody behind me is telling me to go to the hospital. And that's where most of the time we get caught up of everyone else's opinion about how you should birth or bring forth a child. You know, it's good to have, you know, certain elders kind of, you know, guide you, but you want to be at ease through this situation. So It's some work, and just getting to the core of it all is educating the mothers of how to cultivate themselves during pregnancy, how to, you know, nourish yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, most importantly, you know, how to ground yourself in, you know, what you know or what you believe. So that's why I got started with the Goddess Beyond Birth Kits. And I'm just still moving forward with that. You know, I see more of that coming around, but I just want to definitely get my hands more dirty and, I mean, more hands to the roots with Nana Sisi, so I can, you know, do my due diligence and educate further. So right now, the birth kits are A1. So that's what I've been doing with that. And
I forgot the other question.
Oh, gardening.
Sorry, no, that's okay. I'll bring it back to you. But do you do classes or consultations with the women, or just one-on-one discussions as far as, you know, getting to what some of the other things that you were talking about, you know, like helping them overcome their worries and their fears? Is it, you know, in a group session or one-on-one?
Oh, I would love to do a group session, but right now I'm doing one-on-one private consultations.
So starting with
where they are, you know, where are you now? And, you know, just to see, you know, you have to do a consultation, because some of the time if you start one way, sometimes they may feel like they're being pushed towards another way. So I try to get to the root at the beginning and talk to them, you know, and see how they're feeling, how they want to proceed, or even if just conceiving a child, I want to start with your emotions. What's your day-to-day? How is your, you know, your energy? What are you intaking as far as information, as far as food, job, children, you know? So that has a lot to play in, you know, whether the balances, where we need to start. Either most people have to start cleansing out a different way, detoxing, different ways of detoxing. So most of the time, yeah, we start with definitely a one-on-one consultation. And as I, you know, I grow into this field, I would love to do group sessions because I think it'll be definitely beneficial when they see they're not alone. And most
exactly.
of the time we think we're alone as women that we can say, okay, this is just my problem. And then you realize
right.
the next person, lady next to you, she's like, oh, I've been through that. And you're like, oh, you don't feel so bad about it because that's most of the time as we women, we take on a lot in thinking that the other woman or someone else, like right next to your grandmother, could have went through that. We just don't, mm-hmm. you know, we're not acknowledging. So we're on the level where we should, you know, let me just do it by myself, and it shouldn't be like that. So I would love to grow into that and do definitely groups. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let me just make a connection between what you and Gabriel have said, and then I want to hear about your farming, gardening aspect of the work that you do. So if you guys remember, now Dr. Gabriel talked about breath and what he was explaining and the restoration of the body of both Henry Pu Yi with his wheelchair experience and him with his hand and how important the breath was. And then Aisha just explained to us how important the breath work is with delivery, with pregnancy, with birthing a child into the world. So as Dr. Gabriel had told us previously, you know, coming in as a baby, we know how to breathe, but we get away from that somewhere where we're not really utilizing our breath. So perhaps you can go online. I'm not really sure, but, you know, you usually can find everything. And just kind of look at some of the deep breathing exercises that they may have. If not, give Dr. Gabriel a call or Aisha. All right. So tell us about your gardening and your farming, though. Please, ma'am.
Oh, yes. So, yes, that is life. Again, I got started right after my mother transitioned, and it brought more life to what I needed to do. So I'm not sure how I fully got started. I just know one day I just decided to grow something. I just think I was just sitting in the grass, and I think I was going through my Egyptian yoga certification class. So I was like, you know what, since I'm doing this and getting more in tune, I want to start growing. And then I realized that certain foods that people were asking me about, it was like, oh, you haven't had tomatoes? And I was like, no. And I was like, oh, my grandmother, she never liked tomatoes like that. So I was like, you know, I'm going to grow tomatoes. Then someone asked me about okra. And I was like, nope, never ate okra. I think it's nasty. And
wow.
My whole perspective, yes, like growing up in Georgia, yes. And I had experience. So this was 2014, maybe 2013. Yeah, around that time, 2014. And I decided, okay, that summer, I was like, let me just get started. Let me grow this. So as I took that journey of just healing, just spiritually healing, and just to start from a seed and just to see where that led me, and I was like, oh, okay, this is really growing. So I found myself just, you know, circulating all my funds at Home Depot, at Walmart, bargaining for plants and deals. So, and as I found myself doing that, I said, I must really love this because I'm at my last couple of dollars and I'm bargaining for this hibiscus tree. And as I found myself doing it, my girl was like, oh, you really love this? Like, you're gonna throw all your money into the soil? And I said, but it's so rejuvenating to my life, and I'm finding, like, purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't want to move the same way. I want to do something different. So I felt the spiritual connection with just growing and learning the base. And at that same time, again, the certification, the Egyptian yoga, my Tawi, and just the system that I was learning. And the root of it was like Ma'at, And it was like building on the right foundation of truth, balance, reciprocity, order. And I was like, okay, you know what? I think I'm gonna name my company like my pyramid builder. And I'm going to start just gardening. And I'm going to just start with the root foundation, making sure my foundation is right. It's on truth. Oh. It's on love. And I'm starting the foundation. And I was so excited about it. It just took off. And I was like, I'm doing this not just as a hobby. I'm realizing I'm connecting more with people. I'm going to different events. And I'm like, oh, you're a farmer? Oh, me too. I'm just already a farmer in my mind. So I'm like, me too. I took on farmer early. So because of the connection I made with it early, it was like, I really want to do this. So it's been such a joy. It's an up and down roller coaster when it comes to actually patience. And taking your time with farming or gardening, if you love something, you know, it's like you take a little time with. You're not going to rush through it, especially when it's dealing with food and cultivating, you know, the ground. So from there, I just started, you know, working up under some people like Brother Ross Kofi. I started working with him in different job sites, and I just started volunteering at Truly Living Well just to get my skills up some more. And all that same time, I was still doing my garden at the house. Every year, I was adding on something different, something exotic, something new, different organic, different flowers and plants. And I was just exploring at that time. And then just a few years ago, I really, when I met Gabriel, we kind of meshed. We meshed with his background and my background. And we was like, you know what, you know, he seen me doing it. Like, he was like, oh, you really a farmer. Like, you out here 2 to 3 times a day. You're checking up stuff. You're not playing. So he seen that, and it just kept the thrill going, like, okay, all right, I can do this. I have children. They want to learn this, and they enjoy it. They get to see, you know, how the seeds and how they can eat from it and how I'm making teas and different food items. And when I met Gabriel, we just really fully took off with Smy Pharmacy and Smy Pharmacy and Apothecary because it was just Smy Pharmacy. And then he added some more greatness to my life and said, hey, you can make this and we can make this and formulate this way. So that took me on another, of course, journey. I said, oh, okay, this is school time again. I'm ready. So it's just been a joy because I get to learn from him a lot. And he didn't realize it, but I'm like soaking up, you know, this energy, and then telling him like I'm still a student. So we just took off together with Smy Pharmacy and Apothecary, and from there it's just been a success and just an elevation of what we're doing. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. We do have a caller, and I want to bring them in and welcome them. Area code 404-295. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Well, good evening, Sister Sandy. This is Harriet.
Hey, Harriet.
How are you? I'm really enjoying your presenters tonight very much. But I had a question for the young lady. In your practice with the home births and, you know, doing your midwife wife duties, do you advise the mother to also have a relationship with an obstetrician and a hospital so that, you know, God forbid anything were to, you know, go awry and she needed to have an emergency C-section, she would have made contact already with someone who could do that. Is that something that you have encouraged women to do as well
greetings.
As, you know,
thank
wanting
you.
To have a home birth?
Exactly. Yes, greetings. Thank you, Ms. Harriet, for that question. So, yes, I'm just a student, but for me, for my birth, I also had just an obstetrician on, you know, standby, even though I didn't have any worries. And I got a midwife at later on in my pregnancy at 8 months. So throughout my whole pregnancy, it was just me, my husband, yoga, breathing, gardening, you know, just tuning into my body and, you know, checkups every now and then just to let them know what's going on. That was for me. But for other women, yes, we do advise, you know, especially if it's like your first time or if you had any prior, you know, injuries or things that could be at risk, then you definitely keep them on standby. You know, you always want to check in with them first. We advise that because everybody body is different. And every time, you know, even though you want to come in with the perception of, I want to have a home birth, but then you skip that. So you didn't tell your midwife that all what was going on, but your obstetrician or your, you know, who's been working with you, they know everything. So sometimes we do encounter something like that where the information wasn't told to the midwife early in time, and then you do have to do like a emergency, you know, go to the hospital. That's just, you know, just if you're not, you know, taking a protocol as, hey, let me check in with my physician, let me check in with my midwife, let me keep everybody in a loop. So, yeah, we definitely advise, you know, because, you know, anything may, you know, turn. But, you know, in good faith, we just, you know, that's what I did. I just kept my focus on the right goal and just breathe. And, but, yeah, I definitely was like, hey, let me just keep somebody on standby. But I was never worried. I never put that in the atmosphere. So, yeah, for those who want or are seeking that type of advisement from midwifery, you know, make sure you still have your physician on standby and let them know what's going on throughout the birth or prior to as well and after. Because you never know.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Terry, for that.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. You
have a good day.
You too. Okay.
So I want to, and thank you, Aisha, for that presentation on the farming and gardening. Like I said, that's one of my loves too. And it's, you know, there's just a special, special something that happens in your body when you get the dirt up under your fingernail and you just lose, you know, like all connection to anything else other than the dirt. It's just, it's magical. And like, you know, so I'm a part of a community garden, and people, you know, they want to come out because they see all these pictures that I'll be posting about, you know, what's growing in my garden and stuff. But when they actually participate in the process of even cleaning weeds out and stuff, you know, they're so rejuvenated by that process. So, but thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a gift.
Thank
you. Yeah, let's bring Dr. Gabriel back in here. I want him to feel left out now. I know, right? Can you explain to us the name SMI and what is an apothecary? I know that's like really an older term. That most people may not understand or, you know, can connect to. So can you tell us, will you tell us, please, about the name and why you chose it, SMAI, S-M-A-I, and the pharmacy, and explain to us what an apothecary is?
Sure. I will say, let me just give a little caveat. So my beautiful wife came up with that name, SMI Pharmacy, and it basically, the part where it says SMI, S-M-A-I, stands for Sekhmet Medicine Awakens Imhotep, and so that's dealing with ancient Kemet, some herbology, you know, we're dealing with Imhotep, the father of medicine. Sekhmet is also dealing with that healing energy. So that healing energy awakens the healer and the genius, you know, within you.
Excellent.
And so I like to think of myself as Imhotep in this equation, and my wife is Sekhmet. And Sekhmet's medicine awakens Imhotep. And, of course, pharmacy. Spelled with an F for the farm to represent that we're using natural, organic, sustainable ingredients for our, you know, herbal supplements as well as some of our other products, whether it's different oils for the hair or for the skin or even some of our internal elixirs, et cetera. So, yeah, we like to use things and teas as well. You know, my wife, like she just explained, grows. You know, this year has been more of an herb, just like a heavy herb garden this year. We have a ton of holy basil and just a bunch of really wonderful herbs that that we use. And so, yeah, the whole concept is using those fresh sourced herbs for our clients and for people who are interested in having access to, you know, local organic products. Or even growing their own, yeah. She's also big on helping other people learn how to do it for themselves. That's something that we're moving towards, is helping other people get their gardens and farms set up so that they can produce food and medicine for their families.
Excellent.
Oh, and then the apothecary piece, yeah, like you said, that's kind of like, if you will, the old school way of saying an herb shop. So, you know, back in the day. So if you go to, like, Chinatown, their herb shops are apothecaries. So, and those who have been to a Chinese herb shop will know what I mean. You go in and, you know, you tell them what's going on. They take your pulse. They look at your tongue. And they go into their little herb boxes and start pulling out stuff and weighing it out, measuring it. And they give it to you and tell you to boil it up and drink it. You know, so that's kind of what we do, you know. We don't really typically we do not prefer to just give people stuff,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. I know a lot of people just, you know, we get people that come in that do just want to get stuff. And if they know what they want, that's a whole nother issue. But we don't just want to be selling herbs to people randomly. We rather know what's going on with them so that we can, you know, if we have something that's ready to go for them, fine. But we are prepared and we prefer to know what's going on because everyone's a little different. Everyone has their own path and their own story. And a lot of times, you know, their experiences are unique to them. And so they, you know, even if Western allopathic medicine may say these two people have the same dis-ease based on their symptoms, we don't necessarily, in traditional Chinese medicine, we don't gauge things in that nature. So although we do have protocols because, you know, natural medicine has been, I guess, side by side with allopathic medicine for the last 200, almost 300 years or so, and 100 years, really, modern allopathic medicine. So while that's been going on, you know, we've been able to develop various protocols based on Western etiology. However, I still don't like to delve into dealing with clients in that manner, just basing it on symptoms, because at that point, you know, you're using the Western medicine model. So I prefer to be a little old school and really see what's going on, and we address it, yeah, from the root, and not, you know, we're not doing no guesswork. We prefer not to do any guesswork, if at all possible.
I've never heard it explained quite that way before, but your methodology makes so much sense to me. You know, like if I'm sneezing and have a slight fever, and you say, "Okay, you got the flu." And then the next person have the same thing, and you got the flu, you know, and it goes on and on without really carefully looking. So I love how you're taking the time to really get to the root of the problem with the individual, that just makes so much more sense.
Indeed. I think language is important too, because mindset is most important. So, like, for instance, like, you know, your allopathic physician might say, like you had just mentioned, you know, they might say, oh, you have a problem with your kidney or something to that effect, right? So, like, the way I was taught, we would never, to a client in a manner where we would use a word like problem, because it starts to put, like, planting a seed in their mind, right?
Exactly.
And so when people say, you know, here you have a problem with X, you know, or Y, they're automatically starting to incubate that thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find out, you know, a lot of people, you know, you hear they get diagnosed with X, Y, or Z, right, by their physician, and they give them X amount of days or weeks to live, you know. And many times, because they've accepted that, they literally, you know, to the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, I like to be very careful about how I speak to my clients, and not give them those types of cues. They, you know, because our mind is so powerful. You know, the placebo effect works both ways. You know,
it sure does.
So, you know, so yeah, I just wanted to add that.
Well, I appreciate that, yeah, because there's been research that say, you know, like 70% of the people that are in the hospital really are not having any, let me see, what can I say? They're not suffering from the real disease, but they've internalized what the doctor told them, and they're creating the presence of the symptoms in their body, you know, versus really being truly sick or affected by whatever the doctors had diagnosed them with. And I just find that very interesting, but I've seen people do that, you know, like, the doctor will diagnose them with something, and they'll take the pill for however length of time they're supposed to, and they don't get better. They go back to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, I misdiagnosed you, you know, and so let's change your pills and let's make it this, you know. And I'll be like, and you're going to let them just keep making you a guinea pig? But, you know, I know that I don't believe in a lot of the stuff that's going on. So,
Sandy, we definitely see it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you can relate. You know, in this particular field of work, we usually end up getting everyone when everyone else has kind of given up on them, or they. They've come to the end of the road in what traditional paths can provide. And so now somebody will drop them off with us and be like, hey.
We need you to save their life. And I'll be like, oh, my goodness. It's some work. Because, you know, when they get to us, they's like, hey, I heard you can help me. And I'm looking like, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm going to give you the whole disclaimer. I'm here to assist you in balancing out your body with, you know, proper tones, you know, whatever I can do to assist you, you know. So we've been getting that lately where it's like the service that, you know, we provide great service and we love what we're doing as far as the service we provide. But also when people come to us, they are really like at their wits' end with the pain. And the service that requires them to feel that way, it takes work. It takes, you know, we're not going to say, you know, finance is going to be everything, but it's going to take that work, our energy, your energy. So it is a program that you have to start, and it's a growth mindset. You have to start with your mindset. because you're making a conscious decision to go here, and you know that you have to change some things, they're like, hey, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? But it takes work. So, you know, we put on our armor, you know, every day, all day. It's just the people
right.
who, you know, tell the program you have to be on. It really takes work, and they realize, oh, my goodness, I have to change my entire life from everything. So, and
right.
that's what, like you said, the transformation is about now, making them transformations.
Yeah.
We know it's hard, but start somewhere, and, you know, we're not going to be your last whip, but we want to make sure we are helping you and guiding you in the right path.
Exactly.
Because
some people don't want to stop. You know, they don't want to stop the sugar intake. They don't want to stop smoking cigarettes, you know, but they're in just a lot of pain. They don't want to stop the caffeine or whatever it may be. You know, the fried foods with that grease is really, you know, causing your body some horrible, horrible problems, you know, but we continue to eat it, you know, the fried chicken and the French fries and all of that, you know, because we just got to have it. We just got to have it. So, yeah. And, you know, it is hard work, and some people are not willing to change. So, but I know that the people that are listening to the show, they're willing to change. So I'm glad we're having this discussion.
That's right.
Yep. So I want to ask Aisha one question on the herbs that you're talking about. You bring in different types of plants. So do you experiment with different herbs and test the effect that they have on the body?
Yes, most definitely.
Good.
Especially
okay.
From things that I'm bringing in. Yeah, definitely. So it do take time. And most people think, oh, because you can, you know, create it real fast, it's going to work. So I also do, like, case studies on what I give people. And most of the time, the feedback is they're not consistent. So so fortunately, I work on myself. I work on my family. You know, I work on my family,
mm-hmm.
people who I know who are reaching out to me and saying, hey, I'm running out of this. I need this. This has been doing great for my body. So, hey, how can I get that on a consistent basis? And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going off case studies like that where the clients are reaching out, or even for myself, just taking myself through different emotions that may have been hitting, and I'm bringing them forth, and I'm learning how to rebuild, restore. Even like with my holy basil that I grow outside, it's been so beneficial for my nervous system, for my skin.
Oh.
From just making lemonades or, I'm just making lemonades or putting them on salads, or I make an elixir called Peace. So just, you know, doing certain experiments with myself and with those around me. So the lemon balm, the what do I have out there? The chocolate mint, the peppermint, bergamot, lemon thyme, coughs or colds. You know, just making my elderberry syrups with different herbs that I do have or that has been grown seasonally and those that I have preserved. So, yeah, I definitely do that, but I wanted to guaranteed or dedicate more time to that in this upcoming season. So growing a little bit different and taking my time actually and to harvest more, because I do also make like sage sticks, rosemary sticks. I had a clary sage that grew the first time this year. That was my first time. That was amazing. That was like almost 7 feet, 8 feet tall. And I was like, wow, this is clary sage. This is the oil that I use. So it blew me away that I was able to grow that and not knowing, oh, I use this essential oil. So on a bigger scale, I have the seeds, you know, just, I mean, hey, the team and to provide more land and we can do this. But, yeah, most of the time I'm out there experimenting on myself, or I see it with the children. If I see they have, like, a slight, you know, just because the children don't get sick or ill, but a slight cough or a runny nose, I'm saying, hey, go get that peppermint outside. Hey, get that peppermint. Let's see what that, you know, let's mix it. Let's cut the leaves off the strawberry, strawberry leaves for vitamin C and antioxidants. So most of the time I'm working hands-on, teaching myself and the family how to create our own home pharmacy. And that's what I aspire to do, to teach other people to have your own home pharmacy. So you can say, hey, you have a cough, son, or hey, mom's leg aching, go grab some plantain, go grab this, wrap this up, you know. So that's the journey that that has been taking me on, is to experiment with self and, you know, just have case studies with others who are inspired to change their lives on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, hey, everybody, we got about 13 minutes left in the show. If you have any other questions, or if you have a question or a statement, comment, if you're already in, push 1 on your dial or call us at 516-531-9819, and then push 1 on your dial to let us know you have a comment or concern. And while we're waiting on people that may want to be calling in, so Dr. Gabriel, I know you have a multitude of skills. What else do you work in? What other services do you provide for people? So you told us about your Qigong and
All right. I'll put it like this. So you know my teacher, Dr. Mark Armstrong L, is my teacher. Have you ever seen his bio? Mine is like a quarter of his. So like I got most of the things. So I am a certified massage therapist. I was certified in massage before there was licensing in Georgia. And I was actually working in the industry. But when the licensing came, I wasn't doing massage anymore. So I never went to get my license. But am certified in Georgia. Acupuncture. I went to the first acupuncture college here in Georgia. So I got certified with acupuncture and massage in the same school under the same tutelage. At that school, I also learned probably, I'm not looking at my bio, Sandy, so it's hard for me to remember everything, but there's probably 8 different massage modalities. It's like Shiatsu, Tuina, of course, Swedish deep tissue. I do auricular acupuncture, so I'm not a certified acupuncture detoxification specialist, third-degree Reiki master, Corona Key master. When Reiki was I got into Reiki when people were still paying like $10,000.
Oh, wow.
But luckily, I have to pay that. Many other, let's see. Wow. There's several other energy systems that I've learned over the years. Catalyst, Amadoing. There's polarity therapy, Jinshindo. There's a lot, but what I like to do, what I usually offer with clients these days, is person to person. So I don't necessarily like market myself as, hey, you know, pick a service. You know what I mean?
It's more like,
you know, you get if you would like a session, if you'd like a consultation, we'll do a full in-depth consultation. We'll figure out exactly what's going on, past, present, mild, moderate, severe, go from day, you know, from birth all the way to now, figure out, you know, exactly what's going on. And based on what is present, we'll figure out what's preferred and then develop an action plan. And from there, just based on what that person needs, you know, there could be herbs involved. There could be nutritional consultation involved.
I need to look at what that person's diet looks like on a daily basis, or their living, rather, and what needs to be modified in that realm. We look at what's going on in their daily physical activity level, what needs to change there, what are some specific maybe exercises or Qigong sets that need to be practiced to fortify whatever system may be out of balance. So there could be a number of things that need to be addressed. So we really look at each individual on an individual basis and in a holistic way. And we do take into, I take into account your spiritual background, all of your physical mm-hmm. attributes, your emotional state, all of that matters. Your mental state, of course, in these days and times, especially over the last year and a half, a lot of people have, there's been trauma. So a lot of people are
dealing with
more trauma. So, on top of whatever traumas they've had through life, like this has been like a pandemic of trauma to some degree, for a lot. So, that's really the perspective that I come from. But as far as modalities, it's many. I literally would have to read a bio to remember everything.
Yeah, well, you have covered quite a bit, and it just goes to show why you're so comfortable in working with people, because you have such a wide variety of experiences to gather from. And that always helps to have your toolbox full, with different tools that you can use. And I kind of knew that it was pretty well packed, because I know you told me you came up under Dr. Mark, and I know Dr. Mark is no joke, man. He himself is always learning and always adding to his skill set. So no doubt you had not had to, but that you followed in his footsteps by his model that he lives by. So I thank you for that. And so we've got about 5 minutes left, and what I would like for Gabriel and Aisha to do is take a couple of minutes, and what advice would you offer to a person to become healthy now?
That's a really good one. You want to touch first?
Let me go ahead a little bit. So the advice I would give for a person who wants to become healthy now: make that your affirmation. I would like to get healthy now, or I am healthy now. So for me, it starts in your mind, so you know that the path that you're going is, I am healthy, and I am healthy now. So that's one thing that I would say, one thing I would go with is have that mindset change. Because once, you have that mindset change, at least you can start to make smaller changes, and then you'll realize they're starting to grow big. You're starting to read a little bit more about, what is it going to take for me to be healthy? You're making a jot list. You are, some people like to start with journals. So just start with where you are and consciously making that affirmation of I am healthy and I am healthy now. And I will always be healthy, just affirm that. So change your mind and go with it. Go with it. Don't second guess yourself of how long it's going to take. Don't look at the goal and say, I should have been this in 30 days or 2 weeks because of somebody else, make that great conscious decision and stay on your journey, stay on your path. Reach out to those who you think may know have the information. Don't always take that one person word on it, because everybody is out here learning and becoming better at what they're doing. So just get advice, you know, reach out to us. Look, I wouldn't say reach out to us. As soon as you make that mindset of I want to become healthy, you know, we do consultations. And it's always not on a, you know, a monetary base. Most people want to talk because it's deeper. It's on a deeper level. So make that decision of I want to become healthy, and I am healthy. So that's one of my advice, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would just add, you know, the affirmation will definitely help, because you do need to have the mindset to make any of this. You know, in life, anytime we want to make a change or a transformation, many times it requires us to make a decision. So, you know, if you're using that affirmation, I am healthy now, so you want to say it, then you want to see it, and you also want to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to say it to yourself. You want to see yourself being healthy now. Mm-hmm. And then you also want to know what that feels like and be in that moment and hold that moment, you know. Hold it for a minute. Hold it for 2 minutes. Hold it as long as you can while you're seeing it, and just really explode in enthusiasm with that vision. And then, you know, a few things that, you know, anyone can do, because, you know, obviously this is like open-ended question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to adapt that to anybody, what I would say is, you know, make sure you're hydrating. Make sure you're drinking some quality water every day, you know, at least half to a full gallon somewhere in that neighborhood, to make sure you're getting your hydration. That is of utmost importance. Take 5 minutes out of the day to do some deep breathing or some type of Tai Chi or Qigong or some yoga. You also want to get a little bit of sunlight. If you're melanated, it is recommended that you get at least an hour or two. If you're not, you don't need quite as much time out there to get your vitamin D3 to convert. Also, you definitely want to get you some green foods. If you're not able to get a hold of any fresh leafy greens, get you some chlorophyll in a bottle or in a capsule, and take it with all your water you're drinking. You know, those are a few things that you can do easily, you know, to get healthy now. And also limit
awesome.
Your process. Limit your
yes.
process.
Yes.
And your animal flesh as
mm-hmm.
much as possible, because, you
yes.
know, death begets death. And so we want to eat as much living material as possible so that it substantiates and fortifies life.
Awesome. All right. Let's give people a way to contact you. How can people reach you to get the consultation or get your product or talk with you more?
Okay, yes. So, everyone, you can reach us on our website at smaifarmacy.com. That is smaifarmacy.com. Also, you can follow us on all of our social media platforms at smaifarmacy. Also, check out our YouTube at smaifarmacygtv. And if you would like to get a consultation, you can also go on to our website, smaifarmacy.com, click on the consultation link, and from there is great information for you to read on. And once that's set, we'll just be talking more on how to connect. And if you want to talk to us, you know, tomorrow, you can give us a call at 731-327-6229. That's 731-327-6229.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we are at the very, very end, and thank you so much. You have given us so much wisdom and knowledge, and we appreciate you being so transparent with us and willing to share all of the helpful information that you have. And so you guys reach out to the contact information that was just shared with you. And if you missed it, remember you can go on www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and you can catch a replay of this show to get that information. So we are so thankful. I am Sandy Rogers, and I thank you for listening, participating, and remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So until next week, stay safe and stay blessed. And thank you again to the couple, Gabriel and Aisha. We appreciate you guys so much. And we're out of here. Love you guys.
Love you too. Peace out.